Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Lamed Zayin, Gittin 37a, pagination is 73, starting from the top of the page on the topic of Prusbel. Just to review briefly, the concept of Prusbel is that according to Torah law, at the end of the Shemitah year, which occurs every 7 years, any loan that's already dated, it was already due, it's overdue at this point, would become absolved, annulled, at the end of Shemitah, and the person who borrowed that money would not have to pay back. In more recent times, the Gemara is already describing this, second Beis HaMikdash and on, this mitzvah of Shemitah and absolving the loans was only rabbinic as opposed to biblical. The land of Israel was not populated in the manner which would require biblical observance of this. And therefore, Hillel HaZaken legislated a certain workaround which would allow for loans not to be annulled or absolved at the end of Shemitah. And he did this, as the Gemara explains, with the word Prusbel actually being an acronym for his reasoning. Prus, it was a takana, a rectification, a solution for buli, which means the ashirim, the wealthy people, and buti, the poor people. Because what he saw was that people were not lending money because they were concerned that the due date would come and then Shemitah would come and absolve it if the person who borrowed didn't pay up on time. And as a result, they were not lending, which is a bad thing in terms of the lender. The Torah calls such a person Belial, a wicked person, that he's not willing to cooperate with this mandated form of tzedakah to loan the poor person money, and then if he can't pay it up, to absolve it at the time of Shemitah's end. And it was obviously a takana for the buti, for the poor people who weren't able to obtain loans, especially near Shemitah time. He made a workaround, which was Prusbel, that people can transfer their loans to the jurisdiction of the court, in which case the loan would not be annulled at the end of Shemitah because it was already in the court's jurisdiction and is no longer a localized loan between the two people. The Gemara describes requirements and workarounds regarding Prusbel. We begin about 10 lines from the top of the page. Tanan Hossam, we learned. Ein kosvin Prusbel elo al hakarka. You could only write a Prusbel, meaning the person who lent the money is going to write up a Prusbel which declares that he declared in front of Beis Din a transfer of loan jurisdiction. You could only do this Prusbel procedure if the person who borrowed the money owns land, owns real estate. And the reason is because once he has real estate, it's as if you have a lien on it and it's almost collected. And it makes it easier for Prusbel to work. The workaround is, im ein lo, if the person who borrowed the money does not have land, mizakehu, you can grant him a token amount of land of yours, of the person who lent the money, and now that you've granted him some land, he has the land, and you're able to write a Prusbel and preserve the loan beyond Shemitah's end. This is a powerful workaround which generally the poor person will cooperate with. He wants land in order that the loan should continue, and generally he recognizes everyone has a good reputation in loans because people pay back and they don't use this Shemitah as an opportunity to default on their loan. However, the Rama points out, interestingly, im halove lefanenu, if the person who borrowed the money is in front of us, vitzavach, and he is screaming, eini rotze liskos bekarka shalacherim, I don't want people to give me land. Ein mizakim lo la'odam bal korcho, ultimately, you can't force a person to take something. You can't do that transaction against his will. And however, we would solve this issue of karka, but the dynamic of prusbel generally works in its full strength by granting the person who borrowed the money a token amount of land, provided, as the Rama describes here, that he's not screaming his objection. Now, normally, a prusbel is that the person who lent the money makes a statement in front of a bezdin that he's transferring jurisdiction of his loan to the bezdin, and then a document is written. Either it's going to be signed by the dayanim, the judges, the panel of three, or it's going to be signed by the edim, the witnesses who witnessed the transfer to the panel of three. Prusbel is the actual document which affirms that this transfer was done. The Gemara tells us, Rabbanon Devei Rav Ashi, that in the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi, Masri Mi Layu Lahadadi, they didn't actually write the prusbel. Instead, they simply made the statement, and they considered that to be sufficient. And this is something described in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, Simen Samach Zayin Se'if Chaf, which we might at times have to rely on. It could theoretically be that a person realizes very close to Rosh Hashanah, at the end of Shemitah, that he never transferred his loans to Beis Din, and he has to work quickly. It could be that he would end up transferring the loans to Beis Din and would not actually have time to write up the document. If there was a whole group of people, for example, they would be stressed for time to move this along so quickly, and they should simply make the statement, even if they can't actually write the document at that time. Moving on to Amud Beis, there's a remarkable, perhaps we can call it workaround. If the person did not write a prusbel, that the person who borrowed the money could actually still pay back the money, provided that the procedure of annulment and recognition of annulment occurred. The Gemara tells us on the top of Amud Beis, Hamachzir chov lachavero b'shevius, if a person returns the loan to his friend regarding shevius, regarding this annulment, Tzorech sheyomar, the person who lent the money has to say, Mishametani, I absolve the loan in recognition of Shemitah. V'im omar lo, but if the person who borrowed the money says, Af al pi kein, nevertheless, I want to give it to you, Yekabel heimenu, he's allowed to take it. Shenemar, the pasuk describing this annulment says, V'zeh devar ha-shemitah, this is the word of Shemitah, which the Mishnah in Shviyas, Perek Yud, chapter 10, tells us means that it may be that it's only a matter of words, that it may not even require a matter of action that you don't actually take back the loan money. It may only be words. V'zeh devar ha-shemita. It's the word of Shemitah. And therefore, the actual mitzvah is to say, Misham etani, I absolve you. Whether you actually end up not getting the money back is an entirely different discussion. But he does have to say, Misham etani. And the Mishnah actually tells us that if the person would pay back, it would be Ruach HaChomim Nocha Heimenu, that Chazal are happy with him for paying back. And it seems that only a person who really needs to rely on this mandated form of tzedakah should rely on it. But in general, people should pay back. There's a fascinating incident recorded over here where Rabba lent money and a person came back to pay it. And he said, Misham etani, I can't take it back. I absolve you. But in reality, Rabba needed the money, and it wasn't until Abaye stepped in and informed the person who borrowed the money that really he should offer it as a gift to Rabba, that the person came back, offered it to Rabba, and he accepted it, because that appears to be the dynamic, that the person who lent the money has to absolve, but if the person who borrowed the money could, he should offer afal pikein to pay up the loan as a gift. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.